This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
All right, right now, have us with us, Tim Ribeiro from Ohio Living. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning.
What a mess today we have on in the roads in Toledo and then just all across the country. Fires, Ida, flooding, tornadoes. Oh, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I guess in comparison, I feel like I'm pretty good.
All right. Well, hey, we definitely need to hear from the Lord this morning. When you're ready, let's hear your morning munch.
The scripture here, an account that Paul talks about, we don't really know all the ins and outs and the specifics of what he's dealing with. A lot of people try to figure it out. People way smarter than me. But I love the way it reads in 2 Corinthians in the Message Bible. I'm gonna start here a little bit through middle of verse 8. It says this: "And so I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations." And when I first read right there, I was like, what? The gift of a handicap? Like, I'm pretty sure people with disabilities, people who are really struggling physically with limitations, they're not like, man, thank you so much. I really appreciate my amputation. That's what I'm, you know, so thankful for this morning. But listen to what Paul says. He says, Satan did his best to get me down. But what in fact he did was push me to my knees. There was no danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift, and I begged God to remove it. Three times I did that, and then he told me, grace is enough. It's all you need. Now, this is you may have grew up in church or Sunday school or whatever, and you've heard the thorn in the flesh. This is what referring to, and like I said, a lot of people suspect what it might be. Some people think he had, you know, problems with his eyes. Some people, no, it was just the persecution that he dealt with. Regardless, he was dealing with severe limitations. Most people agree it was something physical. Eugene Peterson, who does the Message paraphrase, you know, says it's the gift of a handicap. And so we see this occurrence in scripture all the time. It's grace. It's God's grace that we need. And so I have a patient for hospice. As you know, I'm a chaplain with I Live in Hospice. And this guy has struggled for 19 years with a physical limitation. It's only gotten worse and worse and worse. I mean, he's been on hospice for the last year and a half or so. And so his ailment, his thing that he's had to deal with, this handicap, this limitation that he's had to deal with, he told me just the other day, he said, I wouldn't trade any of it for the world, because what it did is it made me depend on God more. He said, I actually look back on it and I'm thankful I have it. And I said, you know what? That reminds me of something. And I'm like, where is that? I was, you know, rifling through my Bible. And I'm like, that's right. That's in 2 Corinthians 12 in the Message translation. I said, listen to this. I read this scripture to him. I said, does that resonate with you? He said, absolutely. He said, I think my whole life I've tried to depend on myself. Honest, I was depending on my circumstances. He said, but these last 19 years, I've learned that the only thing that's dependable is the Lord. The only thing that's full is God in my life and his grace. Let me read on as I close. Listen to what Paul says. He says, my strength comes into its own in your weakness. He said, once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on my handicap and I began appreciating it as a gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, act, opposition, bad breaks. I just let Christ take over now. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. I hope this encouragement is this. Not that, you know, sorry you're suffering, but grace is all you need. I think we sometimes have these knee-jerk responses as Christians. Because we know that, you know, it's kind of when one loses a loved one, the worst thing to say is, well, they're in a better place. It's like, well, we know, but it's still rough. Like, it hurts. It's terrible. It's painful. I can only imagine when you're going through a limitation or a handicap, some sort of bad break or opposition or an accident or abuse or persecution, something terrible. Maybe you got laid off. You know, maybe you're going through a divorce. There's so many difficult circumstances we go through. But this is what God is saying through this. Is he's saying, listen, I know it's a struggle. I'm not discounting that you're having a really, really hard time. But listen, and you will learn to depend on me more and more because you belong to me, you're mine, and I'm working it out, and you can trust me. And that's God, what he wants. He wants our heart. He doesn't really care about our comfort level. He wants us to learn to trust in him. And so regardless of circumstance you're going through, just know that God's grace is enough. It doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean you wake up and say, praise the Lord, dealing with this handicap. But in the end, you look back and you'll see the faithfulness of God through it all. I know Paul did. And I've had circumstances in my life, Jeff, I know you have. And there's in the midst of the storm, it's really hard to see this, but there's so many times when you look back at your life and you see God's hand through it all.
Yeah. Amen. Well, thank you, Tim. And can you pray for us?
Sure. Lord, God, you know every circumstance, every bad break, Lord, every struggle. We all have them. Lord, I know that little windows in my life, I look back where, you know, things were kind of going smooth sailing. But those are far and few between. And so, God, I know that all the circumstances that our listeners, that those that are hearing this truth are walking through, I know that you know every detail of those. And so what I pray that just in the midst of that, they would sense, they would have an awareness of your presence, that through it all, you're right there with them, and you're not just there offering a prescriptive answer. It's going to get better, or I love you. You're actually there carrying them. You're there empathizing with them. Your word says we have a Savior that empathizes with our weaknesses because, Jesus, you went through all the pain and suffering yourself. So, Lord, may that bring ultimate comfort to know that you're that kind of God, the living God that's with them and that can identify with them, I pray. In your name, amen.
Amen. Tim Verbara from Ohio Living bringing us the Morning Munch this morning. Tim, tell us about Ohio Living and what you do there.
Yeah, so Ohio Living, I'm with our hospice, part of the organization. Hospice division, our mission statement is pretty clear. People are facing end of life, and it's our privilege and honor to journey that deep life with them and to love on them and care for them the way that in all those ways. And lots of different ways that looks, depending on, you know, everyone's personal circumstance and journey that they're walking through. Lots of people not just work for Ohio Living to care for all serve, but we also have a lot of volunteers and volunteer opportunities. I was thinking this morning, Jeff, but a year ago or so, I was on the air talking about, you know, opportunities to volunteer, and Seth actually was listening to me and said, you know what? Caring for people and volunteering to, like, be just a companion to people that are facing end of life, I think that's my calling. And that was during COVID. So he got in touch with me and, you know, through the radio station and said, I really believe that God, like, this is what you're supposed to do. And, of course, through COVID, we really couldn't do it, and we had to wait. But he's actually on board and a volunteer for us through the listenership of Yes FM. So if you're listening and you think that this is something that God prepared you for, helping people journey through this season of their life. Maybe you've had a personal experience with a loved one and it's touched you and you want to give back. Lots of opportunities to volunteer and to help people navigate this journey of end of life.
Awesome. And so if someone is interested in volunteering, someone else, what do they need to do?
It's simple, really. Just give us a call, 419-865-1499, and we set you up. It's basically you get onboarded just like an employee, you know, go through the process of being trained and equipped, and we have so many people in great need, especially through the loneliness of the last couple of years. People just need to know that they matter and that people care about them. We have so many patients that are just isolated. They have maybe family members that aren't in town, or perhaps they don't have family, and so they just need people that are willing to be there and be present. So you can always call us.
Any qualifications, and are you looking for people with certain types of skills?
It's honestly just personal skills. Have a big heart. Love and listen are the two biggest keys. You know, be present. And just when you're present, just love people and listen. And that's about it, really. Just got to be a person that loves people.
All right. Well, one more time, Tim, where do people need to go for more information or to volunteer?
419-865-1499. That's our Toledo office mainline number. And select hospice, and we'll get you in touch with our volunteer coordinator.
All right. And we'll talk with you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you. Tim Rebauer from Ohio Living bringing us the Morning Munch this morning. It is 7:37 on Yes FM. And an update on the traffic situation in Rossford. Starting to clear up, continuing to start to clear up. Traffic is moving, but still backed up and stopped at the Turnpike exit. And then it's stop and go until you get to the Maumee River. Things still backed up on Superior Street, Miami Street, State Route 65 in Rossford. And Oregon Road, a big backup between Miami Street and Wales Road from people that got off 75. So it's slowly clear up, but not quite there yet. Door Street closed at Inverness Club because of the Solheim Cup. And in Lima, Buckeye Road, they've installed some traffic lights for the construction there. So it's some delays getting through there. Buckeye Road between Dixie Highway and Fort Amanda Road. If you see anything else going on or if you have more information, let us know. 419-240-1937.